Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to Where the Region Has Its Best Conversations. Now, in 2018, there was an interview on The Guardian. It was a Sunday magazine of that day. And in that interview, they had an expert join them. It was someone from the River State University of Port Harcourt. It used to be USD, but now, you know, River State University of Port Harcourt. All right, Professor Akuro Gobo. All right, if you can, please go online and check for that interview. Very interesting stuff, because this was 2018, and it's interesting that after that interview, in fact, after all the conversations that had happened post the floods in Bayelsa of 2012-2013, how many of you remember that, it would appear that not much has been done. Like I said, not much has been done. Some things have been done, so we can't, in all honesty, can say nothing has been done. Now, Port Harcourt and its environs in recent years have become susceptible to flooding. Now, in that particular year when Bayelsa was literally cut off from the rest of Nigeria, I had the pleasure, or is it the, I won't call it pleasure, but I had the experience of traversing that route several times. And it was very scary to see at one point in time, just after we passed Ahoda, we were on the road and we could literally see pools where people's homes used to be, literally. Now, some of the things that have been, you know, labeled as the challenge of our region, you know, Port Harcourt in particular, has to do with the drainage system. I think everybody has been hammering and shouting the drainage needs to be clean, but guess what? Almost everybody, myself included, I'm not exonerated from this. In this Port Harcourt, we cause the blockage. We throw our waste, we throw our wrappers, our pure water sachet, our cans of drinks, our plastic cans. I saw a bathtub, no joke, I saw a bathtub a few days ago on the median of the East West Road. A bathtub. In all my years, I've seen people throw away, you know, toilet containers, toilet covers. I have never, ever, ever, ever scene where they brought out a used or condemned bathtub and put it in front for everyone to see. Never seen that. But hey, we're in Port Harcourt. But our concern this morning on Hello Port Harcourt is not just about the floods. Everybody knows the floods have been here. But the question here is this. Do we need the federal government to help River State, to help Port Harcourt in its bid to fight the flood challenges? We've had billions of naira pumped in here for years. Do we need that now? Stick and listen.
The flood is here again. We've been appealing to the federal government to, as a matter of urgency, partner with the state government to see how they can provide solution to the issue of flood. The issue of flood in the state, we're all aware, is an ecological problem. There are so many whole lot of challenge that this flood comes with. As a matter of fact, it's even affecting our economy. The people of River State have suffered for issue of flood years back. We see these flood issues mainly on the federal roads, and as such, it requires the attention of the federal government to come down to River State and clean up the drainages that is accompanied by the federal road. The East West Road is in total mess.
All right, so it's a federal road, right? But is it the federal government that actually goes on this road every single day? The majority of people who traverse the East West Road, if I'm not mistaken, live within this area. Now, this is not to, as it were, whip up sentiments, whether political or economic or whatnot, but it's a question of functionality. Yes, federal road. How many people use the road? Everybody. Anybody wants to travel from Lagos to Calabar, for example, you have to come through the East West Road. Granted. But those of us who live along the East West Road, we use this road every day. The chances, the likelihood that it's those people who travel from, let's say, Lagos, Benin, coming down to Port Harcourt, that throw away most of the trash into the gutters, right, is literally, it's very slim. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's very slim. For all of the years, this past 20 years in particular, and let's narrow it down to the past 10 years, because we like to factor in 2012 today, to date, just about 9 years. So in this past decade or so, that we've having perennial rainfall in Nigeria, in River State, with flooding as its accomplice, is it really fair to say, yes, it is the federal government that should come and fix clean up the East-West Road? Is it really fair? Do we need the federal government to help us in our management of flood waters? I'm not saying it should not be done or it cannot be done, but what has the state government, the local government, in all of these years done so far to mitigate the challenges of the floods? My name is Jude, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. I'd like to remind you once again, when you call and do well, turn down the volume of your radio set and jump onto our social media handles. You can use Facebook, Instagram, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. And for those of you who are tech savvy, you have WhatsApp. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Last week, a large portion of Port Harcourt had experienced some form of flooding, maybe in extreme scenarios or in mild scenarios. The rains were heavy. So, do we have to wait for the federal government now? What have we been doing state-wise and local government-wise? Zion speaks to us from GRA. Good morning, Zion. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. This route or route you just mentioned have been categorized to be handled by the federal government. We have trunk A, trunk B, trunk C. Now, when the issue of trunk A is affected, it is expected that the federal government should come in. That is why in all states, they once have what they call NEMA. Sorry, FEMA, Federal Road Repair Emergency or Emergency Repair of Federal Road, something like that. Now, in the failure to pick up their responsibility, if not that the state governors are lazy, they will not be waiting for the government from the federal to handle those issues. Even on the issue of flooding, initially we say, oh, it's perennial. Now it's annual. If it was not quarterly, floods, what has the state government done? I still say this is because these guys are lazy. They just want to go to Abuja with a feeding bottle on their mouth after they cry and come back home. What have they been doing?
Okay.
Do you know that the East-West Road can generate phones that can maintain itself?
That's another conversation for another day. Ibiso is on all the new road. Chris, this is a rumor master. We'll get to you in a minute, Chris. Good morning, Ibiso.
Yes, good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yes, thank God for this topic. I said glory, glory, glory. The thing there is, I want to ask that guy, that young man, the ecological fund that the federal government is giving to the states, I don't know, why can't they use it for this stuff? Now, Jude, it's not the little federal roads. It's just a federal road. It's a Bacha Road federal road. It's Woji Road federal road. Back of River State Sector, is it federal road? D-Line, is it federal road? Oleo Basin, is it federal road? The thing there is, most of these are young men that maybe they want to please their masters. They when they want to come out and talk to for their master to know that they are talking. Then you go and check the record. Federal government don't have anything to do with this flood that this young man is talking of. I pity the young politicians that are coming up in River State. You want to come out to talk in the radio, ask your governor the ecological fund that they're giving to the state. What are they using for?
Okay.
Nigeria Info, for example, now it's a private listing. Yeah, is that? So someone will not just come out and just say anything you like.
Well,
Andrew Shundu was shouting last week that his house, he can't come out from his house. Is that a road, federal road?
Well, that's the ultimate question. Chris, good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning, Chris. JJ is on the line. We'll get to JJ in a short moment. Go on, Chris.
Okay. People that are saying, mentioning this, federal road, what of the federal road?
Mm-hmm.
So, today, excuse the federal government. Another thing, every time we always say that federal government is not Abuja. Abuja is a place. When we say federal government, they are here with us. It's police, state police, immigration, all these people that are working here. Are they not federal agencies? So when you say federal government, who think is Abuja? Abuja is just a place. All these people, they are here with us. The people you are mentioning, they are living here in Port Harcourt. The police is federal. The army, the call all of them, immigration. They are here with us. So which one is federal? They should do their own work. That is what they are saying. Why the state do their own? The federal too should do their own. Nobody should excuse anybody for anyone. So if the state are attacking their own, the federal government too should tackle their own. Is it only when it comes to a collection of tax that they will come in to collect, even as the state is struggling to get their money?
Okay.
Why is it that they are there when it comes for collection of tax? You see them. But when it comes for doing something to help the people, they will excuse themselves.
JJ is a rumor call. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, JJ.
Yeah, Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
I remember Abacha Road. You know, the pavement on that road was not even thin on the 2 days of that raining. Jude, is Abacha Road a federal road? Is Woji Road a federal road? Is Odili Road a federal road? And so many other roads that were flooded, compound villages, are they of the federal? This was the same argument then when Nkpolu Junction, remember the famous Nkpolu Junction?
Yes.
Had serious issue. And people were even arguing that it the East West Road was on its own when they connected the Nkpolu Junction from the Nkpolu village to that area, and that one led to the menace. I discussed with some of the engineers who are handling the project right now. You know, Nkpolu Junction is no longer flooded right now, right?
Yes.
They said it was the poor that there was no even design. It just was zabu. They just brought that road and jammed it to a well designed. And what do you expect? So I want to tell the young man that the state governors collect ecological fund, and they should do the needful. For goodness, ecological fund, 13% derivation are not pocket money. In the west of Dakuku, Adon Peter side, they are not press pocket money that belongs to them, for goodness sake. It's money to work for this old stuff.
However, JJ, whilst your comment, and I think that of Ibiso also, are very valid, we cannot, in all fairness, all right, negate the influence of the federal government when it comes to some of these constructions.
No,
take, for example, this East-West Road, for example, traverses all the way to Lagos. And if you remember, during 2012, the floods, Bayelsa was virtually cut off from the rest of this country during that very heavy rainfall. And one of the challenges that they raised that time was that the banks of River Non, the federal road that passes there, all of those things didn't have proper drainages. And so when the rains came, people's villages, people's homes, I saw people's homes where crocodiles and snakes were coming out.
Yes. Now, let me tell you, what you are discussing right now is not about the Bayelsa experience. It's about the last flooding, where even Andrew Shedu, that lives around Abacha Road, is complaining that his compound is getting up to nil. It's not a federal road. I think we need to do the needful by distilling the Intowagba Creek, and it's even high time that we'll make it more deeper so that it can contain more water. These are things they are supposed to be thinking, not thinking of federal. Put up your thinking cap and think how to solve for the problem in River State and stop calling federal when you don't need federal. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Christian is in GRA. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Christian Otia, sir.
It's a pleasure to have you here this morning.
Yes, it's a pleasure talking with you too. I listened to the clip, and for want of words, I will term it as a crass display of ignorance and dissemination of falsehoods. Now, first, there are different categories of floods. It will be wrong for the young man to categorize all as the same. And the categorization is critical to knowing those who are responsible for action. Now, you look at the NEMA law of 2004. There is resolution of flood problems or ecological problems always are shared responsibilities between the federal, the state, and the local government. And that is the reason why I excited you specifically to the NEMA law. The NEMA law specifies that as NEMA is being formed at the national level, at the subnational level, at the state, you are supposed to have what is called FEMA, State Environmental Management Agencies. At the local government level, you are supposed to have what is called LEMA. There could be prefixes to all these things to specify the particular LGA. I'm from Akokotoro, so I can say a LEMA. Now, for years, we have been shouting in River State, form FEMA. It has not been done. Now, the implication of forming FEMA is that they are the first responders when there is an emergency. Now, they do all the collections, they raise all the data, and with that data, the state can now interface with NEMA. And that is why response can be more specific, faster, and get to the needed people. That is absent in River State for years. I can tell you it is also absent in most of the LGAs for years. And that is why if you talk of a place like Orashi region, you cannot find over these years that highlands have been identified and infrastructure put there for at least to locate these persons when they are dislocated by that flood. That is number one. Now, let us look at the whole of Niger Delta. There is something we call recent alluvium. The Niger Delta is a recent alluvium, meaning when there is erosion in other places, the land definitely gradually deposits until over millions and billions of years before you now find the Niger Delta. River State and Port Harcourt, critically, is a wetland.
Yes.
Meaning everywhere is supposed to be flooded. That is the interpretation. You understand? A wetland, an alluvium. Alluvium is the debris that is collected from the flood into making formation of land, land accretion.
Yes.
So they are underwater. They are flood prone. When you hear the word flood prone means, or flood plain, means that those areas are likely to
flood. Yes.
Now, channel morphology. There is something called channel morphology. The shape of channel. Channel is anything, any passage that carries water. Just like pipeline carries oil. Channel carries water from one place to the other, and possibly depositing them in the ocean. Now, any shape of the channel in terms of depth and width becomes affected by debris or silting. You see that it will not carry enough water as it is designed originally. When was the last time there was desilting in River State? When the NTA Choba Road, look at it, is getting bad. The Ada George Road is getting bad. And people have forgotten what we suffered when these roads were not there.
It was not there. Very true.
That it's the responsibility of the federal government. When the East West Road was done, there was no flooding. I will say many River State people would not want to hear it. There was no flooding until the River State government went and did the Impolo Road and blocked the water flow by a poor job. And later they are very good in transferring responsibility to the federal government. It is not done.
All right.
Look at
Christian, I'm sorry. We have to go on a commercial, but thank you very much for your insight.
Thank you.
Well, it's a mini lecture there, and very concise. I have to be and very, very detailed. I have to say thank you very much, Christian. Christian, I always say this. I am very, very fortunate. I am maybe even use the word blessed to get some of the best responders and the best interactions right here on Hello Port Harcourt. We'll go for a break. When we come back, more on our very first conversation this morning as we go around inside rivers. Hello Port Harcourt. My name, as always, is Jude.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, Hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello. So, rains are here. Yesterday, it didn't rain heavily in Port Harcourt. I heard in the morning there were some drizzles and maybe some light downpour in parts of Port Harcourt. But overall, from about 11 o'clock yesterday morning till just about 3 or 4, there was sunshine. Not intense, but just enough for you to have done your laundry. I hope you did do your laundry. But beyond the laundry is the fact that this is the start of September. All things being equal, if we don't have a major shift like we did have last year, we may begin to see a decline in the amount of rainfall from about middle of September as we get into October. We did have the August break sometime early in July and first week of August, but that was it. Most of the weeks in August, we had heavy rainfall, particularly in the past 2 weeks. And so it is this rainfall that brings us our conversation. We are used to it. We live here. If you spend more than 5 minutes in Port Harcourt, you should know that it rains. In fact, in some years, it's rained on Christmas Day in this beloved city of ours. But our conversation this morning is about the flooding and the effects. And whom exactly are we meant to put the buck at the doorstep? Whose doorstep is it that we are meant to place this buck? We've heard from several people. It's not just the comment that we played earlier on, but people have been saying, hey, look, the East West Road, the federal government, why didn't the government do this? Why didn't the government do that? And my question is this. Do we need the federal government to help in managing our flood situations at the moment? As it goes into that part, if you remember 2012, yes, the federal government had to come to Bayelsa's aid because Bayelsa was, in all honesty, cut off from the rest of Nigeria. This is no joke. If you cannot remember, please go online and look at pictures. Ask people who were in Bayelsa at that period. They'll tell you a most interesting of stories. But the roads, federal government roads, the trunk air roads traverse all through. But a lot of the people who traverse those roads are not, as it were, interstate travelers alone. Take the East-West Road, our portion in particular, between Rumokoro and all the way down to maybe Emoha, for example. It's mainly the people who live, work, breathe, and have fun in this beloved city that use these roads. I have never, in all honesty, in the 20 plus years I've been here, I have never seen a bathtub thrown out at the middle of the road until recently. Now, imagine if something as big as a bathtub was in our sewers, in our drainages. How do we expect the roads to move or the flood to move? 3 months ago, a lot of people were shouting, oh, this thing should have been done earlier. What are you talking about? The desilting along Ada George and NTA Road. And if we are very honest, if that wasn't done at that time, only heavens would have known what would have happened in the past 2 weeks. So, is it the federal government's job? Or are we not picking the slack here in River State? My name is Jude. Welcome to where the region has its best conversations. Ikechukwu joins us from Rumogba. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Ikechukwu.
Yeah, hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. Welcome.
The matter on the ground is quite appalling. With the interview regarding to the man that speak about federal government partnering with the state. As a state, they say who wears shoes know where he pinches him. The state know how the citizens suffer, and they know what this thing is causing the state and the residents. So is it the federal government that is in Abuja to come down and beg the state to come and do the work? Or the state will, if at all the problem is bigger than them, that will go to federal to come and they help the state maybe to tackle the flood. Moreover, some people are saying that the flood is a federal federal issue. While they said that the East West Road and the other road they mentioned that is part of the federal road, why the state government is carrying out projects in that same roads that is meant to be federal road, like flyovers. So I can't get it that people will call up on radio and start misinforming people. It's quite appalling. Like all the roads that my brother mentioned in this topic this morning, are they federal roads? When I start with the state road, before it begins to talk about the federal roads. So that information is very, very bad. It's not supposed to come out from a reversed indigene. We should do something like that will benefit from the resources of the state.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Ikechukwu, thank you very much. Once again, is it really out of place to request, you know, that the federal government come and help manage in the flood situation? Is it really out of place? After all, you know, they get the bulk of the funding and then, you know, the resources come from this part as well. We have Daniel speaking to us this morning. Let's get to hear from Daniel. And Daniel, I believe, is calling from Agri Road. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
It's a pity that some of our politicians here in River State lack knowledge. And you must know that some of our politicians are illiterate politicians. They don't know anything about politics. When it comes to politics, they are just elementary things. How can you come out the responsibility of River State? You are shifting it to federal government and asking federal government to come and beg the state to partner with them to take away the flood issue in River State. You see why we cannot go forward? You build bridges, keeping the river people hunger, and you are saying the hunger is from federal government. Look at the whole local government. That flood is ravaging. Are you going to tell me that the local government all belongs to federal government? That federal government should come and stop the ocean? Why hunger has deal with this politician that whenever they want to come out and talk, you know that something is wrong on their head? So it is wrong to push everything to federal government.
Okay, it's wrong to push everything, but the federal government does have some responsibility. Hello? OG is in Wukwaku. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, OG.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, I think in this life, what we do today will definitely affect us, either our children or any of us around. Why am I saying this? A young man who said he's a reverse man came up on air. His brothers and sisters are suffering immediately right now of blood. Water has engulfed everywhere in River City. And you are standing on the ground and shouting to the mountain, "Oh, ye mountain, come and help us." Meanwhile, there are valleys around. So what happens to the valley before you go to the mountain? A man that said he's a reverse man coming to shout on federal government to come and help us.
But the federal government does have responsibilities in managing...
See, what we are saying is, as a father, you are to be, or if you have a son, and you see your son spending money extravagantly on flyover, spending money unnecessarily, passing out to Sokoto and the rest of them,
OG,
and it's just ordinary flooding, then the father will come and begin to tell you, or want to assist you.
Wait, hold on. OG, the rhetoric to use that be unfair. And we cannot in any way say, okay, look, we will not benefit, or the state hasn't, or in future will not benefit from some of the projects that are being carried out as well. But, and it's a bit unfair to criticize, you know, goodwill. That being said, the government, whether federal or state, does have a responsibility. But because we're looking at the flaws within the community, the question is, how much has been done? Kel, speaking to us from Woji. Kel, good morning.
Hello, Jude, good morning. How are you doing today?
Very well, welcome, Kel.
Yeah, so Jude, very quickly, it's okay for someone to wake up in the morning to try to play politics or try to pay masters or whatever it is. There is no doubt that yes, there's some form of flood in the federal roads, and probably there's also nothing wrong, like you pointed out, to say, oh, the federal government might need to help. But the question is really simple. You wake up in the morning and you realize that maybe from your father's womb, that the water is overflowing from his bathroom. and at least there's something you can do to start cleaning up the one extra or something. But you left that and decided to probably go to the phone booth to start calling your father that he must come and open his door. Why? It will start damaging a whole lot of stuff. So let's think about the villages. How about the other local governments where floods are rampant? Why are we just focusing on Port Harcourt? So would the federal government also be held accountable? Has the federal road always been flooded? At what point did we start experiencing those floods? What actually happened? Why are we not asking those questions? So as a state, I think we're supposed to come together as a people and say, what do we need to start doing? So that we'll get to a point where we can say, hey, federal government, I think now we need your help. Or is the person suggesting that the state government does not have any responsibility at all? How about what people have been talking about? Oh, Lord, by St. George, I stay somewhere in Abuji. How about Balaster? How about Peter Odili Road? What has been done at least? It's okay, all the roads that under the care of the state government, we are doing something about it. It's just about the federal road. I think we should stop being this childish about things that are so sensitive like this. Right? Yeah. I think it's up to us. The state government should come out and then try to do something about it. At least when they're overwhelmed, you can now say, oh, the federal government will need your help. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. That's Kel and Woji. And yes, I do know Woji, you know, relatively well. And I remember growing up, Woji was one of those places that if it did rain heavily and you were not, you know, in a safe place, yeah, you could have your slippers taken away from your feet. Kingsley is on the line. And after Kingsley, we get to read messages on our WhatsApp platform. Kingsley is calling us from Elemet Junction this morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. Kingsley, how's Elemet this morning?
Yeah, the Elemet Junction is cool and calm, that area, okay?
Good, good. Welcome, Kingsley.
That's good. Okay, Jude, I want to tell you something briefly. You see, I believe, and we all know that no matter whatever, we want to please our bosses, trying to give some eye service, check what you say. Because sometimes, even when your boss will hear, he will just mock at you. That is number one. And number two, most of the flaws happened here in River State is man-made, contributed sometimes from even the state government by non-supervision of the construction they made. I want to take you now. Come to Oyibo.
Okay.
The old Aba Road was being constructed by His Excellency. There is a gutter, two sides. But that gutter or drainage has no direction. It ended up at where Odili has his medical university down there.
Oh, really?
Meaning that as soon as rain falls, people out there have been disaster. Continuously like that. So what will you call such a flood? You call it a disaster or man-made disaster? So most of the things we have here is wrong construction. They just want to award a contract, make their money, and turn away. Nobody think. It's so unfortunate. Thank you, Jude.
Thank you very much. Kingsley, calling from Elemet Junction. It says Elemet Junction is calm. All right, facebook.com/Nigeria Info. PH, facebook.com/Nigeria Info. PH. That's where you'll find us. And they'll find our post this morning. Our subject matter is looking at flooding. Now, the flooding challenge that we have in Port Harcourt, does it require federal assistance? Do we need the federal government to come through for the good people of River State at the moment? That's our question, our line of questioning this morning. Opara Christo says it requires God. Adugani Umo says, good morning, Jude. Must everything be done by the federal government? On this flood issue in Port Harcourt, we don't need federal government assistance. No disrespect to the grace, but the Ministry of Environment, do they have problems? Nothing works here. So sad. Tunde Raymond. There is need for federal assistance in the areas of checking flooding in River State. Neymar and the likes need to see how bad the people are affected by the floods. Totally agree. Totally agree. I remember Yemi Oshibanjo, after one of those very bad floods, you know, took a helicopter ride to assess some of the damages in parts of the Middle Belt and also parts of the South. How many of you remember that? That's how extensive the damage was. Now, we are, to a large extent, a bit fortunate that the waters tend to recede I won't say relatively quickly, but, you know, not as slowly as they do stay in some other places that I have read about. But even at that, the question remains, for those weeks and sometimes even months, you know, that people have to deal with the effect of the damage, what had been done? Apologies there. Messages now. We'll take a call after I read this message. Good morning. River State government is not trying. Just come to Azaya Road by Adajo. The road has been like that, half completed since 2007 to date. Please, Governor Wike should come and complete the road. Ndu from Port Harcourt. Now, this one says, especially the Rivers federal government, wow, does not have any passion in helping the state. Rather, they keep blaming Wike, blaming, and Wike too, blaming federal government instead of doing his own duty, only to build things around Obiakpo local government, not River State. That's Itari from Abua. All right, thank you very much, Itari. Okay, let's see now. Good morning, Jude. It is not only in Port Harcourt that the floods are causing havoc in this rainy season. Some years back in Abia, there was the Indiegoro flood disaster that swept away trees and houses. There was also the flood disaster in Newe and rendered people homeless. It took the intervention of the federal government to bring back life to those communities. The state should help out and the federal government should help as well. The two should work together. CC from Owerri. Thank you very much, CC. Friday is calling us from Oil Mill. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Friday.
Good morning, brother. You.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
I'm happy to hear your voice this morning.
It's a pleasure to have you join us this morning. Welcome.
Ma, I just want to bring your attention to Oil Mill. I don't know. I don't like how people want to please their master. It's very bad. You can see when you are coming from, you know, Ibuich, you are coming from Atlari, they call it turning. When you are turning, you get to Ibuich in Junction. You can see that all these boys are collecting tickets from all these women that are selling on top of that, those pavements. And at the end of the day, none of them one day declare that, okay, we want to do a sanitation in Oimi Market. Do you know that? All the vegetable root and all those things that the women sell, at the end, they dump it in that quarter. And that quarter has blocked up. None of them, you know, coming up one day to say, oh, let's do a sanitation to clear up this quarter so that when, you know, the rain falls, it will go straight to that river there. But do you know that these 3 days when that are falling, Oil Mill has been blocked, that road has been blocked because of the underground quarter has been blocked. But now, someone coming up to say federal government will come to Oil Mill and begin to dig the quarter, you know, clean the quarter for them. Why every day these guys are collecting, you know, tickets, you know, from those market women, cutting, you know, some positions for them to sell at the end of the day. They would come all those in the quarter. It's very bad. We should stop politics and use our hands and do something that will benefit us.
Friday.
It's very, very important.
Thank you very much for your contribution. In fact, I like the way he had his story woven. You know, it started off, you know, on one very worrying aspect of our life here in Port Harcourt and then brought it back to our conversation, the issue of flooding. All right, so I think we have time for just about two more calls, and whilst I get to read messages. This one here says, there is a canal dredging work going on at Rumekini to channel flood waters to Chuba River. And allegedly, it has been stopped by community boys because some people have built houses under the high tension lines because the canal will pass inside the high tension area. Now the dredgers have been moved away. Okay, need to investigate that comment. Benjamin, speaking to us from Audley Road. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Benjamin.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Jude.
It's a pleasure. Good morning. Welcome, Benjamin. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Same here, please. I'm doing good. Hope you're doing good. The same other side.
Very well, thank you.
It's all right, Jude. As a law-abiding citizen of this country and an independent person, which I love to be in most areas of my life, I would say the federal government has a role to play.
Okay.
Same to state, same to the local government, and it even boils down to individuals as well.
Mm.
just like the other caller said, I agree with him. Aside OME, dude, not only in River State, I've seen that in also parts of the country, in different states. I've seen the federal government or the state government or the local government would carry out a project trying to put out drainages, and you would discover that we individuals who complain that, oh, flood has come, this one has come, we are the one who still block these things. So now, I am meant to understand that on Thursdays here in River State, in market, which I know, sanitation is done from morning to 10 a.m. before market open. On those very days, why can't they take time to open the gutters? You don't need government to come and bring and pick up the gifts from. You are the one who pour all this into this gutter. And it takes nothing for you to do them. Because I think doing that by yourself, you are the one benefiting it.
Hmm.
Not the government will come down and be like, whatever. So I think the government has something to do. We as individuals, aside the state, local, and the federal, we as individuals who use this on daily basis also have a part to play.
Joy is in Eliozu. Thank you very much, Benjamin. Joy, good morning to you and welcome, please.
Good morning, Jude, and hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Welcome, Joy.
My problem with those of us who stay in River State is this entitlement mentality. You know, we want the government to do virtually everything for us. One of the major causes of flood is dumping of refuse illegally. One thing I've come to realize in Port Harcourt is the government takes care of our waste for us, yet we drop it anyhow on the way, wherever we get to. You even pity them and give them a drainage, they turn it into a way to be. We are not helping ourselves in this part of the country. I have stayed in Lagos. In Lagos, the government says you pay for them to pack your refuse and you will pack it properly. You don't expect the government to do everything for us in this part of the country. No. When I go around, especially on East West Road now, it's so annoying. We're gradually becoming our neighboring state. Very sexy.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if those who are in charge of the waste management are not also doing their job. Because you see that when it rains, it packs these things from wherever they drop it into the drainage, coupled with the ones people have dropped in the drainage already, and you expect the water to flow. It's not possible. We cannot eat our cake and have it. The government will not do for us what we should be able to do for ourselves. I personally feel that if you must throw your waste outside, where the Lama, or sorry, the Riwama will pack it from, baggage it very well. It doesn't cost anything. And I don't know why the government is not looking into these waste management issues, because it's becoming a problem. Whether we like it or not, but that cost will remain flooded. Only if the citizen and the government work together. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joy from Eliozu. Now, another challenge that has been finger pointed as the reason for some of this flooding is poor town planning. That's another conversation for another day. Do you think that Port Harcourt as it is has a very decent master plan? Yes, he does. At least I know from Amanayabo, who I used to speak with, he made mention of such a plan. But how strictly is that plan being followed today?